Today, we'd like to see the title of a commandment, poverty, chastening, and so on in book of Proverbs chapter 19, verses 1 to 29. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel, on there, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number 1, verse 16, he who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die. What does it mean? How can you apply it to our lives? Question in verse 17, he who has pity on the poor leads to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. What does it mean? And how can we apply it to our lives? Question 3. In verse 18, chasten your son while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction. What does it mean, and how can you apply it to our lives? Solomon the king wrote 3,000 proverbs, but on the book of Proverbs, 29 of 31 proverbs are recorded in the Bible. And he wrote 1,005 songs, but on the book of Psalms, 2 of 150 Psalms, maybe Psalm 72 Psalm 127 are recorded in the Bible in the light of 1 Kings 4:32. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005 songs. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity. This does not mean that the poor is better than the rich. The poor is integrity or honest is better than the perverse one or a fool. Also, any believer should not desire to be rich, nor to love money, but be content in food and clothing. The rich should not trust in riches, but in the living God, enjoying all things, no work, no eat, showing that God doesn't exalt poverty. Whole cross reference right there. Verse 2, also it is not good for a soul to be without knowledge. He sins who hastens with his feet. A soul without knowledge of God is no good. A quick sin without thinking all of the aspects is no good. Verse 3, the poorest of a man twists his ways, and his heart frets against the Lord. The way of a fool is perverse, because his heart is against the Lord. First of all, wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friends. It is just observed that all of those who are around the wealthy person become so friendly, nice, and entreating the person. While no one wants or seeks friends with the person who doesn't have anything. Verse 5, a false witness and not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape. A false witness who is under oath speaks lies, being abominated by God, so his punishment will not be escapable. Ultimately, true justice shall prevail. At the time of Noah, every intent of the thoughts of human heart was only evil, continually being destroyed all. As Jesus said, all it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. Surely we are approaching the same state. For example, make the order of creation disorder and seek its equality, such as transgender. It's a lack of reason, unreasonable, or illogical. It the cross-reference right there. Verse 6, many entreat the favor of the nobility, and every man is a friend to one who gives gifts. Many ask a favor, blessing, or reward for the nobility or ruler, and everyone wants to be a friend to the generous giver. Verse 7, all the brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He may pursue them with words, yet they abandon him. You want to get a lot of friends, just give away a lot of stuff, but you want to be sure that they are true friends. Until a prodigal son ran out of money, he did not find that they were real friends. He ended up feeding the pigs and eating the food for the pigs. No one gave him anything. When you are no longer able to grant the favors, you find how quickly people will desert you. Here are even the brothers of the poor too. It's described of human nature, human sinful nature. The cross-reference right there. Verse 8, he who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. To get wisdom is good to your soul, and to keep understanding is good to you. Your identity of you is your soul, not your physical body, to decay. Verse 9, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies shall perish. It's similar to verse 5, a false witness will be punished, and the lie will perish. For example, in an extremely risk of life situation, it's better to keep silence than to lie. David ordained a king by God through Samuel, had never disclosed to Saul the king during his playing a harp. Verse 10, luxury is not fitting for a fool, much less for servants to rule over princes. It's not suitable for a fool to live in luxury, or for a servant or a slave to rule over princes. It might happen in turmoil. 11, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. Slow to anger is a godly nature, a nature ruled by the Spirit, with slow to speak and swift to hear. Overlooking a transgression, wrong, or a mistake, forgiving it, earns respect. Cross-reference right here. Verse 12. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. Boy, you get a king angry, you are in trouble. But his grace is good, like dew on the grass. 13. A foolish son is the ruin of his father, and the contention of a wife are a continual dripping. A foolish son is a trouble for his father. A contentious wife drives you crazy gradually, like a continual water dropping. 14. Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Children inherit the house and riches of their fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord, because he gives his wisdom to those who fear the Lord. So see Proverbs in verse 20. 15. Laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. Lazy people sleep deeply, but their idleness results in hunger. Verse 16. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die. To keep the commandment, both the Ten Commandments and other passages of the Scripture, is to keep your soul from evil, temptation of flesh, as well as to be prosperous wherever you go. The commandment, as the word of God, is holy, just, and good. I want to keep it, but I can't, because sin dwells in me, flesh. Now in Christ, I can the righteous requirement of the commandments according to the Spirit. Anyone careless of God's ways dies spiritually, even if he lives physically. So our life would be the life led by the Spirit, whose soul is the Word of God. All cross reference right there. 17 question to you. He who has pity on the poor lends it to the Lord. He will pay back what he has given. God does not want anyone to take an advantage from disadvantaged people or the least people. So God has a special heart upon the needy, the poor, the widow, the fatherless, or the least people. Therefore, when you give something to the poor, the Lord always paid it back to you. It's a figure as your loan is to the Lord. And the Lord always pays it back. The heart for the least people, or a godly heart, or the heart led by the Spirit, never asking for return. Around us, there are so many least people, over our, even our brothers and sisters in Christ. So that is a godly heart. So taking care of homeless and drug addict and so on. That is godly heart. Verse 18. Chasten your son while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction. Discipline your child to be a godly person, which is your hope in the Lord, not destroying or provoking the child. The discipline should be reasonable in your community for the purpose of the child to be brought up in the training abomination of the Lord. For example, in USA, spanking children causes you to be arrested for child abuse and your child to be taken away in foster care. It's offended in USA, while it would not have offended in Singapore. To remember, the purpose of discipline is to save the child or to be like Jesus. All cross-reference right there, verse 19. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for if you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Easily tempered person is hardly to be controlled. The great wrath or the anger not controlled puts the person into a lot of trouble. Self-control is godly character, or a type of agape love, the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit life, life may overcome the great wrath. Verse 20, listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. To listening to the counsel and instruction of God makes you wise in your last days, close to heaven. Because the fear or reverence of God is the beginning of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And so, applicable understood knowledge of His counsel would make your wise life in the last days. So whole counsel of God is so blessed to you for your wiser life. Of course, reference right there. 21. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. The schemes and devices of a man so often fail, but the counsels of the Lord are going to stand. 22. What is desired in a man is kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. A man desires kindness, a type of agape love, the fruit of the Spirit. See Galatians chapter 5, 21, verse 19. It's a contrast. You are better poor than you are being a liar. 23. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. The fear or reverence of the Lord leads to life, not miserable life, but joyful life. And the one to live the life is satisfied or content in whatever state he is. That's the spirit-led life, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The cross reference right here. So verse 24, the lazy man buries his hand in the bowl and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. A man is so lazy not to pull out his hand to take the food to his mouth, hiding his hand under the food bowl. 25, strike a scoff and the simple will become weary. Rebuke one who has understanding and he will discern knowledge. When you strike a scoff or mock, the simple or foolish person will be aware or take note. When the understanding one is rebuked, he will discern his case with the knowledge of God. A word minister may use a tool to rebuke sensitively upon the spirit direction. Otherwise, it be a trouble for the ministry. Cross-reference right there. 26. He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. To honor your parents is the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments by the Lord, and so it pleases well to him who may give you a long life on the land. But to dishonor your parents, either mistreat your father or chase away your mother, causes you to be shameful and reproachful or disgraceful. Cross reference right there. 27. Sit listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. When a son discontinues his parents' instruction in the training and admonition of the Lord, in verse 18, he will be far away from knowledge of divine words. 28. A disreputable, ungodly witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Ungodly witness doesn't really care for God's justice, but interferes with the justice. And so the mouth of the wicked is ops iniquity. For example, justify iniquity as no more iniquity by patterning the scripture, homosexual, divorce, premarital sexual relations, abortion, and so on. Judgments are prepared for scoffers and beating for the backs of fools. Scoffers reserve judgments and fools reserve their backs to be beaten. All of them will stand before the judgment of the Lord after the all last breath. So we covered all the three questions. So you may see, click on theirs, you may see today's blown, message. So continue to keep on, Iran. So God is so blessed. Finally, God allowed us to build, two mobile app, Apple mobile app and Google Play app. So both of them, monthly 2.4 billion, users. So a lot of that. So this one really contributed to the people, so use them. So keep on prayer for them. So all the other mission report, you know, up to 24 pages. Okay. God bless you. Let's just sing together the last Maranatha song.